This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Man Talk, brought to you by TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, where they're devoted to breaking down the walls of race and denomination and challenging men to take their God-assigned role. Here's our hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy.
Welcome back to Man Talk Radio, and you have one half of the duo. Will Hardy. Roy is, he's got some personal issues he's taking care of. The question I have for our listeners out here today is this. Here's the question. I know you're all on your seats, on the edge of your seats, waiting for the question. And here it is. Do, at salvation, do you choose God, or does God choose you? Or is it kind of a mix between the two? Before you answer that question, we're going to present to you, and we're not going to get through this all of this segment, but we want to present to you two positions. The first position, and we're only going to talk about one area. There's about five or six different reasons that these two positions differ the way that they do. But for the sake of time, we're only going to talk about one of them. So the first position, when it comes to we who are sinful at birth, are we totally depraved? In other words, we are people who, as a result of the fall of Adam, that we are unable to come to God on our own. And we are dead in our sin. We are slaves to sin. We are persistent and rebellion against God. And there's all kinds of verses that back this up. We're enemies of God. And so if we are left to ourselves, do we have the ability to say yes to God's will? Now, that's the first position. Now, the second position says this, that God gives man this ability to say yes through what they term as prevenient grace. In other words, this grace that the second position holds, it says that it prepares grace, it's preparing grace from God, and it's dispensed to everybody. And man, as a result of this prevenient grace, can overcome his natural inability to say yes to God. So this prevenient grace gives him the ability to say yes to God's will. So I'm just presenting the two positions, but I want you to listen and to think about them, because undoubtedly, listeners, you have been taught in one of those two areas. And so what we want to know is where you stand. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this, but and give some scriptural verses. But what we want to know from you is, where do you stand and why? So we're asking you to search out the scriptures. We don't want your opinion, but we want to know, where in the Bible do you find the reasons why you believe position one, or the reason why you believe position two? And again, we're just talking about one aspect of this. And is man totally depraved to where he has no ability on his own to come to God? Or position two says that God, through this prevenient grace, prepares man to give him the ability to overcome his natural inability to say yes to God's will. See, this is like a deeper dive into the Word of God. This is no superficial stuff we're talking about here today, because the two positions, I think, have been talked about since the time that they were initiated. And of course, position one, if you don't know, that typically is a position that Calvinists take. And we're not going to go into the in-depth of who Calvin is for the sake of time and all this. And you can read up on his life. And then position two takes the Arminius approach, or Arminianism. So, and again, as we stated earlier, there are about five or six differences in these two positions. So we want you to think about that. Now, when I read over in Genesis, and I'm give you some verses here, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Now listen to that. Evil continually. So if that's what's in the heart of man, and of course, this is the reason why God brought about the flood, because he looked down and he saw that the heart of man was evil. It wasn't turning to God. And how could it turn to God if man is sinful? If man is fallen? If he does not have the ability to come to God on his own, then where does that leave him? Because that's what position one says. Now, position two, they take the approach that says when God's talked about in the book of St. Luke chapter 6, and that he said a good tree bring forth bring not forth corrupt fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit, for every tree is known by its fruit. And then it goes on to talk about that in verse number 45, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bring forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bring forth that which is evil, for of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So if you are an individual who is unregenerate, then where does the prevenient grace comes from? Well, again, position two, folks take this position. They say, well, if you look over there and when God talks about that no man can come to God unless the Father draws him. So they take this word draws. And again, this is just a position. They take the word draws and they say, so how does this drawing happen to where an individual have the ability to come to God? And so this is where they invoke this prevenient grace. They says that God is preparing this individual's heart over a period of time so that when it comes time for him to say yes to God's will, that God has prepared his heart to say yes. So where do you stand on that, listeners? I want you to email me on your position at Will, W-I-L-L, at T-A-W-C-M-M.com. That's Will, W-I-L-L, at T-A-W-C-M-M.com. Get your verses together. Tell me the reason why you hold to position one or position two. Now, when I read over in Romans, and again, I'm just giving you some verses of scripture so that you could take this as spiritual food for thinking about what you have thought about this question in the past, and maybe now you want to take a fresh approach as to what is going to be talked about today, or what are we talking about. So in Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 18, I want you to listen carefully to what it says, because I know we're getting ready here to come up on a break. As it is written, there is none righteous. No, not one. Now, God says that there is nobody when you are born into this world. You have nothing righteous that you can offer God because you sinned against him. And if you sinned against him, then there is a penalty that you must pay. Now, we who are born again, we understand that this penalty, we cannot pay on our own. There has to be someone who pays the penalty for us. And we know that that person who was sinless had to be none other than the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Because in Isaiah 64 and 6, all of our righteousness, God says, is as filthy rags. And our lives are like the flower that fades, and our iniquity, like the wind, has carried us away. So we are blown about by every wind of doctrine. We don't have anything righteous we can present to God. So from position one, and again, I'm just saying, from position one, if a man has nothing righteous he can present to God with respect to salvation, then how can that man come to God and say yes to his will? Now, we're coming up on a break, but this thing is good. And it is, because we need to consider questions like this. There are people who are and want to know what position and why do you take this position. So when we come back after the break, we're going to continue with asking ourselves this question.
TAWCMM would love to have you join their community of men for breakfast every first and third Friday of every month. They have Bible discussions and fellowship after the best breakfast in town. The meeting location is at their gracious host church, First Christian Church in Kernersville, 1130 North Main Street in Kernersville. They have a hard start at 7 o'clock and a hard stop at 8 o'clock. First-time visitors eat for free. Join your hosts, Will Hardy and Roy Jones Jr., a black guy and a white guy. Affordable Chiropractic in High Point. As you might tell from their name, Affordable Chiropractic, even for the cash patient. Dr. Jeff Fricke has been caring for patients in High Point for 34 years. Physical therapy such as ultrasound and spinal decompression for disc conditions such as herniation. Comprehensive care for auto accident injury patients with no out-of-pocket expense. Remember, Affordable Chiropractic on West Lexington Avenue in High Point. Call 336-885-1987.
Yeah. All right, man. We are back with Man Talk Radio. I love it. And so what we were talking about was these two positions. And so we were reading from Romans chapter 3, and we read verse 10. Now, I want to read verse 11 because I'm giving you scripture to, you know, that supports position one. Now, it says, In verse number 11 of chapter 3 of Romans, there is none that understands. There is none that seek after God. See, when I read this, I'm reading an individual who can't understand anything that God may say to him because he don't understand God. So if he doesn't understand God and he's not looking to seek after God because he doesn't have a willingness, he is unwilling to seek God. So if he has no understanding of who God is, and if he is not seeking after God, and then in verse 12, it says, they are all gone out of the way. In other words, they're doing their own thing. They have altogether become unprofitable. They're no good to God. This is describing a person who is like the lowest of the lowest of the low. And so if these passages are describing a person who is depraved because he is unwilling to come to God, then how can he come to God? And again, now position two says that God starts preparing his heart in sometime during his life, getting that heart prepared so that when it comes time for him to say yes to God's will, he says yes to God's will. Now, let me continue to read on. They are altogether become unprofitable. There is none that do good, no, not one. This is everybody. Everybody before we become born again. Then he talks about the body parts. He says their throat is like an open grave. Their tongues they have used for deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips. Their mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. See, this is all they know. All a person knows is destruction. He knows misery. And knowing those things means that he don't know God. So I have to come back. And again, this is just passages we're reading. I have to come back now and say for position two, folks, when does this prevenient grace start? And how does it give the ability of a person to say yes when God says they don't have the ability to even seek after him? They don't want to. So see, that is a spiritual desire to not want to seek after God. It's a spiritual desire. So, but the position two says that this natural inability is overcome by the prevenient grace. So a person's natural ability. So if they're talking about a natural ability to say yes to God's will, but yet things are happening in the supernatural realm, then how can you reconcile the two? This is just a question now. Email me. I want to hear the position that you take. That's will@tawcmm.com. Help me to understand, because we're putting these two positions out here and we want to know what our listening audience is thinking when it comes to whether or not man can't do anything on his own and it's all God's doing, or God give this man this prevenient grace over a period of time, so when he comes time to say yes to God's will, then he has the ability to say yes. But see, that's what I'm stuck on. Because I think you can make an argument one way or the other for both of these positions. So I'm just putting them out here to see where the listening audience, where you are, and what you have been taught, and what your thinking is concerning total depravity of man, or man is depraved, but he is given this prevenient grace so that he can say yes to his will. See, I believe that God has to give man something supernatural for him to say yes. And I don't know if it's prevenient grace is what it's being called by the position two folks. I don't know if that's it, or if it's given that name. That name was adopted. Where did it come from? This is just me asking questions. But on the same token, I believe that the position two folks believe that something does happen supernaturally. But they label it prevenient grace. But when you do that, I'm wondering, are you nullifying what Jesus Christ did on the cross? I'm just asking the question. Was that nullified by us saying that we have to come in here and do something when Jesus Christ hung on the cross and he did it all for us? This is the question, prevailing question, that we're putting to Man Talk listeners. I want to know where you stand. I am just curious, and I hope my mailbox just blow up with responses, because we're putting them out here. We want to know where you stand. We want to know how you have been taught in reference to this. And this is a much deeper study than the time we have on today's broadcast to get into the nuts and bolts. But we want you, as we talked to Dr. Nickens last week, we want you to get under the hood of that car. We want you to take a deeper dive in the scripture. Just don't settle for the pastor's word. And I'm a pastor. I pastor people. But I tell the congregation, listen, don't take what I say. Get in the word of God and let the word of God show you to take what is being stated. And I always tell them this. If you have a question in reference to anything that's stated, we can take that thing one-on-one outside of service time. I always leave that up to them. If you have a question, because no question should be unanswered. And there may be a question that you have that I cannot answer at the time you ask it, that I may have to go back and research that thing. It's okay. We should never leave the pulpit and people have questions in reference to something that they heard. And I am always open, always willing to receive what thus said the Lord in reference to what your understanding of certain passages of scripture are. Because for the most part, what we do as a nation and as a world in particular, we start picking and choosing things that sounds good to us. Until such time, something better comes along, and then we cast that first thing aside, and now we jump on the bandwagon with the second thing. And so, and this could be a good thing, but it also could be that you're jumping from the frying pan, if you will, right into the fire. So you have to really be careful in today's time, because the enemy is very cunning. He's very deceptive, and he wants to deceive God's people, even the very elect. He wants to come and have you doubt your salvation. Have you doubt that you are born again? Have you doubt that you are walking with God and walking in the Spirit and letting the Holy Spirit control you? Because you know, listener, you know if you're not letting the Holy Spirit control you. There is no one who have to tell you that when you get out of the will of God, if you're born again, if you get out of the will of God, there is no one that have to tell you to get back in the will of God, because what the Holy Spirit will do first and foremost is convict you. Notice now, convict, not condemn, because there is therefore no condemnation to him who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Praise God. Email me your thoughts. I love you on today. We are finishing we didn't even hit the surface of this, but this is a really good question. And I wanted to pose to the Man Talk listening audience, because again, we want you to take a deeper dive. Go into the scripture. Don't take the superficial viewpoint. Get in there, dive in there. And so email me your thoughts. Let me know where you stand, what you believe. Make sure you have your scripture verses now. I just don't want your opinion. I want you to get in that word and let me know why you believe what you believe in reference to these two positions. So we're going to say God bless you. We love you until we talk to you again on our next Man Talk Radio broadcast. We love you. Bye-bye.
As we wrap up today's show, be assured that TAWCMM, Talking and Walking Christian Men's Ministry, is building a community of men that are Christ followers with a desire to be servant leaders in their homes, communities, churches, and work environments. Check out our website for upcoming events and regularly scheduled meetings. Drop us a note for topics that you would like to have us visit in the future. Thank you for joining us on Man Talk today. Visit us at www.tawcmm.com. Men walking the talk.
This is the Truth Network.